I've got behind me here about half a dozen presentation envelopes, or in a few cases, actual presentation articles. I'm sorry, Mr. Driver, you'll have to keep following me around. That I'm going to present to half a dozen of our colleagues this evening. I'm sure you'll be relieved, as I'm sure they will, that I intend to make these few words of good greeting and good wishes very, very brief indeed. And I hope that, without being rude, if I may call the subsidiary recipients, will accept if I'm particularly brief as far as they're concerned, because this event certainly does in the main commemorate almost a quarter of a century of service to this school as now constituted and the former grammar school in the case of Mr. Huff. And I'm particularly delighted to see that Mr. Huff was able to bring his good lady with us, to meet us this evening. I've already dropped one clanger in suggesting to Mrs. Huff that this is the first time we've met. She quite rightly and quite quickly put me in my place and said, no, we have shaken hands before. So the order of batting is going to be that I'm going to present the staff presentations to our colleagues, leaving Mr. Huff to the end. I'll say just a brief word to Mr. Huff personally and publicly, and then I've asked Mr. Carlton, as someone who's spent the whole of Mr. Huff's 24 years in the school with him, to make perhaps a more commemorative speech than I intend to. I still feel a terrible disadvantage in this kind of gathering, in that as I look around all the names on these envelopes and parcels here, that I'm still very, very conscious of the fact that each single person has spent more time in the school as a member of staff than I am. And this is why I feel it is only meet and right that I play a comparatively insignificant role in the proceedings. But I still hope that as I hand an envelope or a parcel to each of our half dozen colleagues this evening, that they will accept that this comes from us all. It carries your good greetings, your good wishes for the future, whether it be retirement, in Mr. Jorison's case, another school, or in the case of two or three of our ladies and Mr. Stokes, a different walk of life as from Friday evening at 4:15. If I may start with the ladies, I'll pick them up at random, if you'll forgive me. If Mrs. Murphy would join me. I'm trying not to break protocol. I hope you don't regard the order of batting as anything significant. Mrs. Murphy, may I present this to you on behalf of all your colleagues, and may I wish you well for your new work.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you'll be very, very happy, and I'm sure that the people you go to will appreciate, as I have done, your conscientiousness, your extreme conscientiousness, and I hope you find tremendous satisfaction in it. It's very heavy. May I shake hands while I give it to you?
Thank
Mrs. Murphy, all the very, very best.
Thank you.
You may or may not wish to say something to the assembled gathering.
Well, I just want to say thank you very much to everyone.
Right, thank you, Mrs. Murphy.